couldn't believe what I heard on the Senate floor this morning when the majority leader said that he had given the Senate an opportunity to fully debate $4 gas prices. Either he's had a hard week or he's speaking a different language, or we need an interpreter from the United Nations down here to help us understand what's going on. I think everyone here and everyone in the country knows what happened. A week ago on Friday, the majority leader brought up a speculation bill. It brought up an energy bill. And we said, good, let's go forward. This is the biggest issue in the United States of America, $4 gasoline. And what could we have done since a week ago yesterday? We could have taken up drilling offshore. We could have taken up making it commonplace for Americans to drive plug-in cars to reduce the amount of oil that we use. We could have taken up oil shale. We could have taken up conservation. We could have taken up making it easier to build 5 to 6 new nuclear plants a year so we could have clean electricity for our needs, including those plug-in cars. We all have good ideas for lowering the price of gas from $4. All we need is a majority leader who will allow the Senate to do that. This has gone on now for a week. We should start Monday. We should start Monday, which is why we voted today to stay on high gas prices. That's what this vote was today. Nothing more, nothing less. This is the number one issue facing the country, and Republicans want to stay on it because we know we have to find more and use less. And the majority leader seems absolutely devoted to finding any way he can to oppose having more American energy in order to lower gas prices.